CBS presents this program in color.
Who the fuck is you?
Satire.
Everyone thinks you're off your rocker.
That guy's a real slime bag.
You're in bad trouble this time.
About to give to you.
Weird sounds.
More horrible than anything you can imagine.
Come on now, you, let's hear it.
It stinks.
But then I know it's growing strong.
I can't breathe.
It's all right in the face.
Or at least in my mouth.
Disgusting! This whole thing might make me throw up.
Coming right up.
Brown, green, and pink.
I like the chunky style myself.
There's more where that came from.
We've come from inside of you.
I just open my mouth and out it comes.
Oh, look at all this mess.
Do you have a plunger here?
Yes, I do.
Use it.
She made her grandmother tell her all about the ship.
Damn this good ship!
We hear something just then?
I thought I did, but I suppose I did.
Just then a clown came over.
Just then.
A kidnapper literally lifts your child over his shoulder.
Wow!
Quite impressive.
And she died.
From the body-destroying menace of venereal disease.
And now it's time for me to
mutilate your genitals.
Go ahead, Shirley. You can do it.
That's wonderful.
What an amazing gift.
There are relatively few people today who possess these gifts in question.
Dirt, dust, grit.
And rabbit tobacco.
With all its turbo lasers.
This is BS.
Is that supposed to be some kind of a joke?
You know, the biggest joke is some of the records they try and pass as music these days.
Why don't you piss off, you fucking monkey?
At this point, my parents were so afraid of me. They were afraid. They were afraid for their lives.
You can just imagine how scared those Israelites were.
What are you afraid of?
The Jello Man.
He seems to have taken a liking to you.
Well, I think that might well be true.
But I'm afraid of him.
Don't be scared.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I'll fuck anything that moves!
Yes? This does mean you.
I'm not just talking about one person, I'm talking about everybody.
Make room for everyone.
Up my ass.
Feel free to enjoy it, my friends.
Real friends try to make you do things that can hurt you.
Because you will hurt them.
With your dick.
Here's the penis.
Which is comically massive.
A huge organ.
It's so big.
It's a wrecking machine.
Reminded him of something.
It looks like a pole.
But it really looks more like a Frankfurter sausage.
Bigger and longer and wider than any other.
No one has to get into a sexual rut anymore.
And have sex at conventions.
Even with their family or children.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
That's wrong, isn't it?
It's not at all wrong.
In fact,
incest
is family fun.
I like my mother's vagina.
There's no time to go round places when you're running away from a very wet place.
With a pound of weed.
Let's go make some brownies.
There was no grass.
Nothing at all.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, no. You missed that pot again.
And for that, you will be punished.
And now for something completely different.
There is more sadness.
You've got to have discipline.
Oh, thank you.
Anybody can control a woman's body.
What about me?
You've got mail.
Genitalia.
The head of the penis is clamped like this.
I like it real good.
I'm gonna whip your ass, you little son of a bitch.
I like it real good.
Then stuck out a tongue at him as far as it would go.
Then he looked at the big hole right through the middle
of his butt.
And so he
walked up and licked his
ass crack.
You licked his ass? Now he wants everybody to lick his hand.
Even children.
These people are guilty.
If I am guilty of anything...
Well, I guess that...
We both find masturbation more enjoyable.
No. Must have some comedy in this scene.
Hello. I'm Bozo the Clown.
Again, in slow motion.
Hello. I'm Bozo the Clown.
God was watching. And he said,
put your middle finger up!
And be sure to give proper hand signals.
Of course, the Lord was right.
Then God said,
want a comparison?
An avocado and a snorkel.
Which is better, God only knows.
If only the wild beasts in the wood had eaten us.
Then we can have a little look inside.
His ass!
And see what happens, okay?
All the little rabbits would have had a wonderful time. Except for the weasel.
Just then, an elderly rabbit appeared.
Why don't you go fly up a tree where you belong?
Suggested the little rabbit.
I am not a bunny.
He shouted to the rabbit.
Don't you think we should?
Line up and jump.
Like a friggin' idiot.
Without brains.
Oh, up and down in your chair with Sonny and his friend. Come on.
Why don't you go jump underneath a bus?
Come on, that was lame.
There's nothing left for me to do.
I want to go home.
Get out of here, you creep.
Goodbye.